Dramatis personae. Thursday next. Ex-operative from Swindon's literary detective office of Spec Ops 27 and currently head of Jurisfiction, the policing agency that operates within fiction to safeguard the stability of the written word. Friday next. Thursday's son, age 2. Granny next. Resident of Goliath Twilight Homes, Swindon, age 110 and cannot die until she has read the 10 most boring classics. Wednesday next, Thursday's mother, resides in Swindon. Landon Park Lane, Thursday's husband, who hasn't existed since he was eradicated in 1947 by the Goliath Corporation, eager to blackmail Miss Next. Mycroft Next, inventor uncle of Thursday, and last heard of living in peaceful retirement within the backstory of the Sherlock Holmes series, designer of prose portal and sarcasm early warning device, amongst many other things. Husband to Polly. Colonel next. A time-travelling knight-errant, he was eradicated by the Chronoguard, a sort of temporal policing agency. Despite this, he is still about and meets Thursday from time to time. Cat, formerly known as Cheshire, the ex-Wonderland uber-librarian at the Great Library and Jurisfiction agent. Pickwick, a pet dodo of very little brain. Bowden Cable, colleague of Thursday's at the Swindon Literary Detectives. Victor Analogy, head of Swindon Literary Detectives. Braxton Hicks, overall commander of the Swindon Special Operations Network. Daphne Farquhar, romance writer whose talent is inversely proportional to her sales. The Goliath Corporation, vast, unscrupulous, multinational corporation keen on spiritual and global domination. Commander Trafford Bradshaw, popular hero in 1920s ripping adventure stories for boys, now out of print, and notable Jurisfiction agent. Melanie Bradshaw, Mrs. A gorilla, married to Commander Bradshaw. Mrs. Tiggywinkle, Emperor Zark, the Red Queen, Falstaff, Vernon Dean, all Jurisfiction operatives, highly trained. Yorick Kane, Whig politician and publishing media tycoon, also right-wing Chancellor of England, soon to be made dictator, fictional and sworn enemy of Thursday next. President George Formby, octogenarian President of England and deeply opposed to Yorick Kane and all that he stands for. Wales, a socialist republic. Lady Emma Hamilton, consort of Admiral Horatio Lord Nelson and Lush, upset when her husband inexplicably died at the beginning of the Battle of Trafalgar, lives in Mrs. Next's spare room. Hamlet, a Danish prince with a propensity for prevarication. Spec Ops, short for Special Operations, the governmental departments that deal with anything too rigorous for the ordinary police to handle, everything from time travel to good taste. Bartholomew Stiggins, commonly known as Stig, Neanderthal, re-engineered from extinction, he heads Spec Ops 13, Swindon, the policing agency responsible for re-engineered species such as mammoths, dodos, saber-toothed tigers, and chimeras. Chimera. Any unlicensed, non-evolved life form created by a hobby genetic sequencer, illegal and destroyed without mercy. Saint Zivelkix. A 13th century saint whose revealments have an uncanny knack of coming true. Superhoop. The World Croquet League finals. Usually violent, always controversial. Lola Vavoom, an actress who does not feature in this novel, but has to appear in the dramatis personae due to a contractual obligation. Minotaur, half-man, half-bull, son of Pasiphae, the Queen of Crete. Escaped from custody, and consequently a page runner. Whereabouts unknown.